Hi, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, where I explore the science of health, human performance, and ultimate potential. My name is Dr. Greg Wells, and I'm a scientist with a PhD in human physiology. I have served as a professor in kinesiology at the University of Toronto and as a scientist in translational medicine at SickKids Hospital. I've also worked with dozens of Olympic-level athletes through the Canadian Sports Centre Network. In this podcast, I do my best to take complex research and make it understandable and actionable for you to improve your health and well-being and perform to your true potential at whatever it is that you care about the most. In each show, I chat with leading experts in the field of productivity, sleep, nutrition, physiology, and psychology, as well as some of the most exceptional performers across all disciplines. Together, we explore the amplifiers that propel us towards high performance and overcome the obstacles that challenge us. Ultimately, I want to share 1% gains that can make a massive difference in your life. Thank you for listening in, and I hope that you enjoy this episode. Let me know your thoughts and comments on social at Dr. Greg Wells. All right, let's dive in. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Great to have you here, and thank you for joining me for another episode of the podcast. Today, we interview Coach Andrew Moss for over 30 years. And he has dedicated his life to helping others achieve their potential, proudly bearing the title of coach. His journey began in his youth when he himself experienced the transformative power of coaches and teachers who believed in him and helped him realize possibilities beyond his own expectations. This profound impact inspired Andrew to continue and actually pursue a career in coaching, hoping to provide the same sense of well-being and possibility for others. Throughout his distinguished career, Coach Moss has been entrusted by a diverse array of clients, including Olympians, CEOs, students, social impact leaders, professionals in the arts, entrepreneurs, and fellow coaches. The wide range of coaches that he's worked with not only inspires him, but also reinforces the universality of the human desire for growth and self-improvement. Andy's professional journey has been marked by unique experiences that have enriched his coaching practice. He began his career in high-performance sports, working with elite athletes, including Olympic and world champions. Over time, he transitioned to coaching other coaches and advising talent development experts across various different Olympic sports. A pivotal moment in Andrew's career occurred in 2016 when he attended a performance conference in New York City. There, he discovered his talent for helping athletes unlock their potential was applicable to anyone with ambition, work ethic, and desire to reach their dreams. This realization led him to expand his coaching practice, reaching out to individuals from all backgrounds who are seeking personal and professional growth. As a devoted father to four daughters, wow, I've got one, can't imagine four, brave, Andrew finds daily inspiration in setting a positive example for his kids. His commitment to social issues, particularly those related to youth and Indigenous people in Canada, adds depth and purpose to his work. In 2019, he undertook a 600-kilometer hike across northern Canada in memory of a young Indigenous boy, Chaney Wenjack, who tragically died while trying to escape from a residential school in the 60s. Coach Moss also collaborates with Chicago-based One Solution and their inner-city youth program, Rebels for Peace. Through this work, he has had the pleasure of meeting inspiring young leaders dedicated to shaping a better future for youth in Chicago by educating them about the mind from as early as grade four. Andrew Moss's three-decade-long career as a coach is a testament to his unwavering dedication to helping others achieve greatness. Drawing on his own experiences and the wisdom he's gained from years of coaching, he continues to inspire and empower individuals from all walks of life to reach the stars and realize their dreams. And he's going about pursuing his own dream right now and training to sail around the world, which is the foundation for this conversation. So there's a lot there, and he's awesome. Super psyched to have him on the show finally. And without any further delays, please enjoy my conversation with Coach Andrew Moss. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Greg. Thanks for having me.
It's super good to reconnect. We'll use the podcast as a chance to get caught up. So where am I finding you in the world? You've been all over the place.
Yeah, right now I'm in Playa Hermosa, Costa Rica, in sort of in the Guanacaste region of, there's two Playa Hermosas in Costa Rica, so we're in the northern one. Beautiful little quiet beach town, about 50 miles from the Nicaragua border, where I know you spend some time, and yeah. Been here for 2.5 months now, and have a couple weeks to go before we come back to Toronto.
Amazing. Yeah, I know that region of the world quite well. I was there in January and it's just magic and beautiful and undeveloped and quite incredible. You and I obviously got to know each other through coaching and competitive swimming. I would love to give everyone just a little bit of an origin story for you that kind of brought you up to this point, and then we'll dig into the reason for the call, which is your next massive adventure. But give us your origin story just for people who are not familiar with you and your work.
Sure. Yeah, well, you know, I consider myself pretty fortunate in that I've pretty much been a coach all my professional career. So it's 33 years as of this August. And I think, you know, for me, I was probably like you, Greg, inspired by some people that were part of my childhood and my development as a young person. And those people happened to be coaches. And I thought, well, how cool to get to make somebody feel the way I feel and to get paid to do that for a living. And so I was really inspired by some coaches in my swimming career and in my high school sports career. And I went into swimming coaching, did that for about 20 years, worked my way up, worked in Calgary, you know, where you were at the National Training Center. And then, you know, got some opportunities to move into the high performance part of the sport, worked at Swimming Canada, developing coaches, and then kind of got an opportunity to come to Toronto and work at the Sport Institute there and really work with other high performance leaders in other sports. And that was a really pivotal change for me because I had to go into sports where I had no technical expertise. I had to learn how to build rapport with some very strong-minded leaders in those sports who had a way of doing things. And I had to sort of build their trust that, you know, the questions I was asking them were from a place of curiosity, not judgment, and they were from a place to help them get better. And I started to see that I actually had an ability to see things and ask questions in that way that could translate well beyond what my technical expertise was in swimming. And that kind of opened me up to looking at coaching, you know, business leaders and social impact entrepreneurs. And so I work with Queen's University and I work with a lot of private clients in that way. So coaching is sort of, you know, it's always been part of who I am and part of what I've been inspired to do. And I've just sort of found this path of seeing that there's a way that dealing with other human beings is not specific to the context, it's specific to the human being. And that's been really the eye-opening part for me.
And now you're starting, it looks to me like you're coaching yourself, you're maybe involved in coaching your team to do something that is truly exceptional, amazing, exciting, dangerous. And so what is the next chapter that you're preparing for look like?
Yeah, well, this September, I'm starting a around-the-world sailing race. So it's called the Clipper Round the World Sailing Race. There's 11 boats, 70-foot sailing boats. We have a team of 20 on each boat, and over 10 months on the water and 12 months overall, we'll be circling the globe from starting in England and coming back to England. I think it's 44,000 miles crossing all the oceans, and we do stop for about 7 days in six continents, so that's part of the adventure as well, to see the world. And so, yeah, I mean, for me, you know, it's again, origin story. I grew up in a family that was a sailing family. There was a book in our house about the first person to ever sail around the world unassisted, single-handed. And it was an Englishman, Robin Knox Johnson. And as a young kid, I used to devour that book. It was like I probably read it dozens of times now. And in my 40s, I think, I heard the story that he had started a race that allowed sort of everyday people to experience what sailing around the world would be like. I was like, wow, how fascinating would that be? And, you know, life unfolded with, you know, my kids getting ready to go off to university and everything sort of happening the way it does, that this was the year that it was actually a reality that I could do it if I chose to. And so, you know, I went for it and went through the whole application process and the training process. And now, you know, we're 4 months away now from getting ready to depart.
So walk us through the preparation, because I've stood on many coastlines around the world. I've stood on the southern tip of Africa. I've been very far south in South America on the Chilean coastline and seen what that looks like. I've been in Hawaii. I've been to Galapagos. I've been to some of these islands. It's pretty intense. And I've been to the Indian Ocean as well, actually, now that I think about it. Like, I cannot possibly imagine 44,000 miles of dealing with that, immersed in that, on that. And so what's the preparation look like to make sure that you're as safe as you can be and you've got the highest possible chance of success?
Yeah, I must say the training has been pretty interesting. And, you know, what's interesting is you're bringing a lot of people together who have different levels of expertise. You're trying to form a team, and you're having a lot of people who have actually different reasons for being there, which has been a really interesting thing to figure out, is how do you gel as a team and understand each other's motivations and intentions for being there, and sort of bring the skill level to a level that ensures safety for everybody. So I'd say the one thing that's a big part of the answer is systems and processes are sort of ingrained in how we do everything. So there is a way to do everything in the race on these boats that has been tested over, this is the, I think, the 12th version of the race. So there's a way to run these boats that ensures the optimal safety and performance, because it is a race. So that's a huge part of the training, is we go through all the evolutions and all the processes that ensure the safest execution of what needs to be done in a sailing race. And the reality is, most of it is about how are we going to respond to things that we don't even know are going to happen yet, right? Most of sailing, I mean, the thing that attracts me about sailing is that you're actually in a state where Mother Nature is 100% in control, and you, all you're doing is responding as best you can in the moment to that. I don't know how to respond to, you know, 50-foot waves and 40-mile-an-hour winds, but I know that, like, we know the processes to follow so that when we're in that environment, if we need to do something, we know how to do it. And we've been lucky in the sense that some of the training, we actually got exposed to some pretty dramatic conditions already. In September, we were in the English Channel, and we had 40 to 45 knot winds for 3 days straight, which for me, you know, most of my sailing has been lake sailing in Canada. It was an amazing experience, but it also reinforced that if you do the processes right and you follow the systems and you just sort of stay present, and this is sort of where the mental part of it comes into being, the mental approach to just staying into the moment and following the process that you're supposed to do and sort of ignoring the fact that chaos is going on all around you, it doesn't feel as scary as it looks from the outside.
How are you balancing, and how do you think about the balance between safety and performance? Because I know that that's probably a knife edge that you're going to walk for a year. How do you think about that now?
Yeah, I mean, that's been a big part of the training. Actually, each level of training, I'd say probably the first sets of training we did were entirely safety focused. And each evolution of the training adds a level of performance orientation towards it. And so we're learning how to do the procedures faster and with less warning and more reactive than when we started. And so, you know, the coaching nerd in me has been really fascinated by watching how they've designed the training in that way, because, you know, I think there's a lot to be said for how we train anything, where, you know, learning the process without the pressures of competition or speed, and ingraining the steps and the process, and then adding all the unknown variables gradually to it, is a very natural way to learn any skill and to really ingrain it and to be reliable, right? And so more and more, the last training we did in September, you know, they added a racing component onto the last part. So we all of a sudden went from just executing safety maneuvers and processes to doing that under the pressure of competition. And even though it was just for fun, it just changed the dynamic right away, you know?
Really?
Yeah. And so, and we have a couple more training sessions before we leave. So it's been a very well thought out, very well planned methodology, but it really does go to the heart of what skill development is, you know, how skill development is done in a lot of the contexts that you operate and that I've operated in.
It'll be really interesting after your trip to see whether or not that changes the way that you coach or how you structure your own like talent development, training development, skill development in the future. I can't even imagine what that's going to look like when you're done.
Yeah. Well, that question in itself is an interesting one for me, because that's been a big part of the challenge of getting ready for the race, is actually to not kind of assume or anticipate what the impact of doing right. something like this is even going to be, right?
Yeah.
And it's been interesting because, you know, I've got a business of my own that I'm basically saying to everybody, I don't know if I'm even going to want to come back to doing the same things I was doing before.
Yeah.
So I've given myself permission to basically say, I'm not making commitments to what fall of 2024 will look like, because I just don't have a clue, you know, what's going to happen, you know. And you've done a bunch of big things in your career, and you know that things happen and awareness shows up that changes what you want to do next. And I think staying open to that and staying free to responding to that is sort of what I've been most interested in.
Yeah. And you have absolutely no idea what's going to happen, right? Like I got back from 5 months in Africa and started working at SickKids. I would never have dreamt of doing that even 6 months before. Like 1,000 tries would not have guessed that that's what, you know, would have ended up happening. So that openness and curiosity is definitely the way to go. I'm curious also about what you said about being present and being mindful. You're in the gale, you're in the wind, you're in the waves. Mother Nature is in control. Your brain and your mind can go into many places, but you mentioned being mindful as being crucial. Can you talk to us a little bit about that too? Because I think that's applicable to everything, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a big part of just my own personal development over the last number of years. And, you know, I've seen as I entered the training program how effective it is to be able to just unitask in every moment. And in some ways, you know, you don't really have a choice when you're out there. You're either doing something for safety reasons that has to be done a certain way, and it gets your full attention, or, you know, you're having to sleep because you've got a 4-hour break. And if you don't sleep during those 4 hours, you're not going to catch up later. And so there's a simplicity actually to the environment that I found really, really attractive. Like the environment forces, so there's almost no choice to make in most of the day, which I didn't realize how alluring that would be until I was there to say, boy, life is so simple when you don't have to choose what to do moment to moment, where it's just like, it's right there in front of you, is this is what has to be done right now. It's either eat, sleep, or take care of the boat. And that's pretty much it.
That will be amazing to see how that feels after. Again, I'm always getting ahead of myself, I'm imagining, but I'm curious, like a month in, 2 months in, how that rhythm and flow feels and what that's like, and how that ends up changing your brain and rewires pathways and sets you up. What do you think is going to make or break this success? And I don't mean success in terms of outcome or winning the race or anything like that, but just you having a successful experience. Do you have any thoughts about how you want to function during that time, or how, like what you're within the team, within the objectives, how you want to be during the course of this race? And are you doing any prep personally to get ready for maybe this simplicity, maybe this mindfulness, maybe this fear, like all of those sorts of factors that could play in?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. I think I'm taking care of getting physically ready and mentally ready just from a safety and well-being perspective to be able to hopefully be in the best place possible to stay healthy through the race, which, as you can imagine, is in itself would be successful to be able to do that. And then what I've learned, I think, through the training so far is that when I show up and just enjoy being able to go sailing for weeks at a time, let my natural abilities as a sailor, which I've done most of my life, you know, sort of show, and then, I don't know, not try to do anything more than that. My natural tendencies of how I support people that have come through being a coach and being coached by people apparently have served me well on the boat, because I, you know, the feedback I've gotten so far is like, there's a natural leadership quality that is different. It's not leadership as in I'm going to tell you what to do, follow my orders, but it's like I naturally have a tendency to show up and want to support people and help people to get on track and to do what they need to do and to do what we need them to do effectively. So I think success for me would be to show up in that way and to stay healthy and to be able to enjoy the trip like every day, even in the midst of whatever's going on, just to be able to look up and go, wow, look, I'm in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of nowhere. How cool is that? That's kind of the feeling I want to have. It's more a feeling of staying in a state of enjoyment through the race that would be most important for me at the end of the day to say, yeah, like I fully enjoyed this. It was hard. It tested me. I showed up for it. I stayed healthy. I stayed safe. And I loved every minute of it.
Well, I'm so excited to have you on the show and to share with us a little bit of your wisdom about, you know, what you've been doing to prep. I will make sure that we send out updates to my audience as you go for people that want to follow along and see how you're doing. Obviously, we'll have you back after, you know, after this event is over so we can deconstruct it, look back at this this segment, and in a year from now, see you know, how things have changed or where you've grown and what you've learned. So, Andy, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. If people want to learn more about you and your work and follow along, where can they do that?
Yeah, my coaching website is coachandrewmoss.com. So people can find me there. And I have a page about, you know, my childhood dream to go sail around the world. And so they can also get links to follow along the race from there. Yeah, I really appreciate, you know, having the chance to talk to you and catch up, Greg. And also want to say, like, I'm inspired by everything that you're up to. As we were joking before we started recording, like, neither one of us is sitting around waiting for things to happen. And it's always nice to have people in your corner who understand that and appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I'm celebrating you massively, partially because I cannot go sailing around the world right now. I'm not quite there yet, but definitely in about 11 years, that might be on the list of things to do. So I'm going to be following you, living vicariously through your adventures for the next little while. And thanks for joining us. It's been awesome.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Craig.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Dr. Greg Wells podcast. If you found this show informative and helpful, check out my blog at drgregwells.com for additional insights and resources on health and human performance. I update the blog a couple times a month. To stay up to date on the latest tips, articles, and videos, be sure to follow me on social at Dr. Greg Wells. My goal on social is to keep your health and wellness and positivity at the forefront of your mind, and so I would be thrilled to connect with you there. If you found this episode helpful, please consider subscribing to the podcast. That helps us out a ton. And leave a review. Your feedback is greatly appreciated and helps me to continue to produce valuable content that's relevant to all of you. Please feel free to share this episode with your friends and community. That helps a ton as well. And that brings this week's show to an end. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Have a great week, everyone.